All right, up next will be Washington State Coach Ken Bone. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Hey, at this time, how was the help of Lacey?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How was the help of Lacey?
Well, Devontae, the day of our game, a couple days ago, Saturday, he had surgery on his appendix. So I know he's out for a while.
Is there a timetable for him? Is he expected this week or the next week?
Well, I know he won't be playing Thursday for sure. I don't foresee him playing Saturday, but I don't really know. I know the doctor's going to see him this afternoon, and I'll get an update at that time.
And so, obviously, if you don't have him, just who is that next person to sort of fill that role?
I think Hugh Johnson, Ike Arebu, some of those guys have got to be able to step up in a scoring capacity, just like the other day. You know, fortunately, Q Johnson scored some points for us against Mississippi Valley. But we need more than just Q. We need DJ Shelton. We need other guys to be able to step up and help us get some points out of our offense without Devontae on the floor.
All right, folks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
I just wondering if you could elaborate that on a little bit with Q and some of the new guys, Q included. How are they coming along? It appears maybe you've seen some improvement recently.
Yeah, you know, Q went to Westland Prep and he had some unfortunate situation happen there where there were a few guys that were not with the team from like Christmas on. I think the coach left and there was just some problems there. So he wasn't able to even finish his last year of high school of playing basketball. Then he came here and he focused on all academics last year and did not even practice with the team. So he was really out of it for a long time. Then he gets here in the summer and his knees bother him, so he only played part-time in the summer when he was taking classes. And then in the fall, he had a stress fracture. So unfortunately, it's been one thing after another.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's just starting to come around. It's a situation where it's a work in progress, but I think he continues to get better and better. There's just a lot of catching up to do. But he's got a lot of talent. He's a great kid. He's very coachable. And I do feel like he's continuing to get better.
Yeah, maybe does that help almost when you have Devontae out, that maybe a little more urgency comes to him in that situation?
Yeah, it could. I mean, that is possible because he is one of the guys that's capable of making some baskets. And so with Devontae's situation at hand, that we need some other guys to step up and make baskets, and I think Q is one of those guys that can potentially do it.
Okay.
And then the other new guys I think you were asked about, Ike Arebu and Josh Hawkinson, I think have made progress. You know, they're freshmen. Josh does not play a whole lot, but he's been efficient, especially in regards to rebounding. And Ike has had some moments where he's looked really, really good. And we're looking forward to him having more of those moments.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Ken, if you could, just give us a sort of a broad stroke sense for what you've seen, you know, over the 12 games so far and how you're feeling about things.
I think we've competed pretty well. I really like the way we played down in Orlando against Butler and Purdue and St. Joe's, even though we only beat Purdue. I thought we competed very well. We played well together as a team. Since then, it's been hard to get in a rhythm, even though we've won 4 of our last 5 games since then. Our schedule, I think, has dictated how we've played. You know, we've had a lot of time off. We seemed like we played one game per week until we finally played three in a week, and then we took a week off, and then the other day we played another game against Mississippi Valley State. But, you know, we play that game and hopefully trying to build on what we've been able to accomplish, and yet all of a sudden we're faced with a situation without Devontae, which is not a good thing. But moving forward, I like where our team is emotionally. They're a good group of guys to work with. They're playing together. They're playing hard. It's time to go into Pac-12 play, which won't be easy, heading down to Arizona first. And then knowing that we only have one of our first six games here in Pullman. But it is what it is, and I think we've got the right type of kids going to battle with.
Do the shooting numbers concern you at all outside of Devontae?
Yeah, they really do. They really do. I did not foresee that happening. In fact, we just talked about that a little bit ago to staff, that we thought we had a pretty decent shooting team. But unfortunately, some guys that have made shots in the past have not been able to shoot the percentage, or a couple guys even close to the percentage that they've done in the past. But I do think those percentages will get better. Well, but I've been thinking that for a few weeks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve Rivera, Fox Sports Arizona.
Good morning, Coach. Just wanted to get your impressions on Arizona and the task you have coming down here.
Well, it's going to be quite a task. We know that, and we know how good they are. They're extremely well coached. They play a complete game. I mean, to me, they're very, very good in every facet of the game. They have great they've got great athletes who play smart basketball. They play together, and they're deep. So it's going to be a tough task playing Arizona, and then, you know, going from there to Arizona State, it doesn't get a whole lot easier. They're very good. I love the way they're playing. They've got a lot of great pieces, and they're good too.
Last year at this time, they were 13-0, 12-0, whatever, going into the Pac-12. Now they're about the same record. Any differences that you see in them, athletically or otherwise?
I think they're playing better together as a team, and I think the addition of the new point guard has helped them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Coach.
I just like the way that they're playing. I think they're playing better together as a team than they did last year.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from the line of Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
I'm just trying to get up to speed on Devontae and the appendicitis. Did that sneak up on you guys? Did you know? I mean, I know he was in the hospital, I guess, when you guys played the other day. I didn't know. Was that just that day when you knew he had an issue there, or was there anything leading up to it?
I found out maybe a half hour before shoot-around. Shoot-around was at noon. Our game was at 5, so I found out about 11:30 that morning that he had stomach problems. He had been sick the night before, throwing up, and they were taking him to the Health and Wellness Center. And then about an hour after shoot-around, so that'd be about 3 o'clock, about 2 o'clock, I heard that he might have appendicitis. And at about 2:30 or 3 that day, I found out he had appendicitis, and they were going in to do surgery.
Okay.
So, yeah, it snuck up on us, no doubt.
Yeah. You guys played well the other day. Was that anything to kind of rally around in that sense, too, the way looking back at that game?
I think our guys played a good game. I thought their focus was very good, and they understood that our leading scorer wasn't there. But I think a lot of it had to do with our defense. I thought our defense was pretty good the other night.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, that'll do it.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate your time. Good luck this week.
You bet. Thanks. See you.